Hey, what's up? It's Avery here. Well, I guess who else would it be? It is my own show. You see, my show is on platforms like iTunes and Spotify, and you may wonder, how do I get my show on these platforms? Well, I do it through an app called Anchor. It's free to download, and you can use it on your phone or on your laptop. And it also comes with creation tools that let you edit your show. You can also make that sweet moolah with your podcast with no minimum listenership. So, want to get started? Download the Anchor app on the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store, or go to anchor.fm. It's that easy. What is up? Welcome back to Avery's Sports Show. As you all know on my podcast, I was up early at 6 in the morning in Edmonton watching Team Canada Soccer win their first ever gold medal in women's soccer. So I wanted everyone, somebody who knows what it's like to play in the national team, who's been around women's soccer in Canada for a very long time, is a media host as well in her own right, and is a recent champion
with the Santa Clarita Blue Heat
down in California.
Lauren Sesselman
has been on the podcast. Lauren, how are you doing this afternoon? Welcome to Avery's Sports Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm doing phenomenal.
Of course, a pleasure to have you on. So Lauren and I mentioned it off air. I guess you got to be on like cloud nine right now, seeing that Team Canada squad win a gold medal over in Tokyo.
I mean, there's no words. Like, I literally have been crying nonstop because I'm just so happy for these girls, you know? Like, they're just phenomenal athletes, phenomenal people. You know, having Christine Sinclair, who's been a part of the national team for 21 years, finally get that gold is incredible. I mean, we've been knocking on the door since 2012, and you know, Canada has such a history of phenomenal players in this program, and then, you know, us winning in 2012 and then them winning in, you know, 2016, and then obviously, you know, the gold medal is something so special to this country, to this team, to the staff, to everyone that's been involved in the whole program throughout the years. So I have so much to say about it, but I'm just so happy.
Now, of course, I think we all were, and you know, as someone for yourself, you've been around this team, you played in this team for a very long time. You were with this team throughout World Cups, the Olympic cycles. You were part of this team, of course, when this team was in London with the infamous semifinal game against the Americans. And just what did it mean to see this team finally, you know, not only beat Sweden, the best team in the world, but get over that hump? And after 20 years, finally beat Team USA. You know, I was watching myself. I was going wild in my house. I was losing my mind during that PK, seeing Canada finally beat Team USA in a competitive match.
Honestly, it feels good. I think anybody knows what it was like for us to lose in the semifinal in 2012. I mean, I still to this day am completely heartbroken from that. And just to see everyone rally behind us and just really want this for us, you know, even from other countries is pretty spectacular. You know, the U.S., credit to them, are an incredible team. They always have been. And, you know, we capitalized when it was our moment. And Jesse Fleming with that, you know, beautiful PK. It's incredible to see these players be a part of history. And it means a lot. I think people don't really understand unless you're one of the players, but like just the outside world, you know, so much love that they've given us throughout the years and so much love that they gave us after that game. And then just to see the girls, you know, take it to them and win. And I mean, it's great. It feels great. And it's even icing on the cake when you read a lot of the comments too afterwards and like, wait, well, we're in the medal match, not you, you know? So I think, you know, it's just pretty phenomenal. But also I just want to say too, it's crazy to see how much this game has grown, right? You know, the U.S., credit to them, as I said before, have always been number one, always been the team that's always in every gold medal match. To see Sweden, I mean, Sweden has been spectacular. Like I have always enjoyed watching and playing against Sweden just because they play the same type of soccer we do, that rough and tough, aggressive nature. They had such an incredible tournament, and so hats off to them, and just hats off to every team that made it to the Olympics. I mean, that's a huge feat in itself.
No, of course, it really was a big feat. I know it was a great field of teams and 12-team tournament, and I know you mentioned Christine Sinclair, someone who's been around this team, 303 caps. She's been here for played on Team Teenager. I remember when I was a kid, I remember watching the 2002 U19 Championship here in Edmonton. I remember how we had 55,000 people for that tournament. It was nuts seeing that group, that generation, the coming out party. She's been around this team, Pan Am Games, Olympics, any tournament, any event, you name it, she's been there. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to see her finally get on top of that podium and finally get what she's been deserving for a very long time in the form of a gold medal?
I mean, there is so much I can say about Christine Sinclair. She's literally a goat. She is the legend. She literally has put Canada on the map, and she is a true testament to a champion. I mean, she's just an incredible person in itself, like such a leader on and off the field. I mean, a lot of people say she's so quiet, but it doesn't matter, because what we see up from her is spectacular, and she's just a phenomenal person. I mean, I remember when I came into my first camp, I was so scared. And I went up to her because I grew up watching her. I mean, we're the same age, but like still I was watching her because I always wanted to be part of Team Canada. And so when I got my opportunity to share the field with her, I just like stared at her. She was probably like, this girl's weird. But like literally to be in the presence of greatness is such a cool thing. And for her to come to me like, you know, hey, just work hard, give us all you got, and we're so grateful you're here. Like, to me, like as this new person coming in, scared out of my mind, she made me feel so comfortable and always just like made me feel part of the team. And as you can see, she's a testament to like all these young girls that, you know, that are on the team with Jessie Fleming and Jordan Heidema and Grosso, and everybody having something to say about her and what it means to win this for her, just goes to show you how incredible she is.
Of course, I couldn't agree more. They mentioned his team. I know the big questions were for quite some time, and even when his team played in their friendlies against the Czech Republic and against Brazil, is how can his team get production, and what will happen when Christine does retire? I saw in the tournament, I saw a lot of players step up. I saw Ashton Lauren step up. I saw Vanessa Gill step up. I saw Jessie Fleming step up, Julia Grosso. Like, this team right now, from what I saw, when Christine does step away, this team will be in great hands going forward, because what I saw, this team is taking the next step forward to stay a elite program for a very long time, Lauren.
Yeah, I mean, what Herdman's done with this team, and then, you know, Priestman coming in, who's been a part of our program for some time, and she's just incredible. What she's done as well, just this tournament, just a testament to show what these girls are capable. I mean, they played some beautiful soccer. They had some beautiful moments this tournament. And you saw every player that stepped onto that field stepping up, all the subs, all the alternates, everybody stepping onto that field and making a difference. I mean, Rose, wow. Prince, wow. Becky, wow. Like, Fleming, wow. You know, Giles, like, she, wow. You know, so incredible. You see every single player had a role on this team, whether it be if they weren't on the field or not, and they brought it to it, and it's, I could cry right now because I'm just so excited for them. And I just, like, I feel so much for them. And I'm just, like, I'm just so proud.
As you should be. Get out of this team. The whole country's proud. The whole country's proud of what they're doing and what they're going to do. And, you know, I think it was 2019, game of cover at Canada-Mexico. Post-game, Christine said that she hopes that the success of this the national team can hopefully grow into getting NWSL teams in Canada or domestic league of her own. In your mind, Lauren, how far away do you think we are from getting a domestic league in Canada or anybody's still expansion up here? Because I think we could definitely have a 5-6 teams up here in Canada.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how far away per se. I mean, hopefully after this, it's going to be coming soon. I mean, obviously it takes some time to kind of like put it all together, but hopefully in the next year or two, I would love to. I know there's always been some rumblings and some talk about having teams come in Toronto, Vancouver, wherever. And now, I mean, we even got to play this summer against a couple Canadian teams. I mean, it's there, you know, the talent is there. I don't know why we haven't done it yet, but I know it's a slow process to build a league. So hopefully you're going to be seeing that. Now you have two California teams coming in next year. And then hopefully the following year, it's going to be Canadians. I mean, you have a lot of Canadians playing in the league currently, and a lot of them are crushing it overseas. And so there is a need for it. And if that's why we want to grow the grassroots and have better academies and just a better, you know, talent pool, I think it's going to be very vital for us to have those teams. So I'm right there with Christine and all the other players that have been echoing it. It's time. And you see the MLS getting the CPL league. So I hope it's in the near future.
No, I definitely hope so too. And with this tournament, and with just Canada, but all teams, this women's tournament, the women's football tournament was one of the most watched events in the Olympic Games. So I hope the narrative that people don't want to watch women's sports, I hope that narrative dies hard, because it's been proven time and time again, people want to watch women's sports. And and again, the gold medal match was probably one of the most watched events in Canada here. And the proof is right there. People really do want to watch it.
You know, and I was seeing a lot of comments being made about, you know, everyone supporting a lot of these females during the Olympics, but what are they supporting them outside of the Olympics in these big tournaments? I mean, I think that's the question. You know, as you can see, there's so much talent, much talent. And, but we need everybody that's listening to really support the leagues, you know? So once we have that, it will continue to grow up. But as you said, you know, even our game in 2012 was one of the most watched games, you know, in the semifinal match against the U.S. for men and women, you know, around the world for any sport, which is incredible. I mean, the viewings and the ratings have just been going up, you know, especially with the Olympics and the World Cup and everything. So, you know, people want to watch women's sports. We just need to get the outside of the big tournaments, people watching it, and that's when it's going to continue to grow.
Now, of course, you mentioned earlier, Bev Priestman, she's been on the staff for quite some time. She was assistant under John Herdman, and to see her there as the last woman head coach, youngest coach, it's in, I think, 1948 to win Olympic gold medal. What's it like to see her? Because she was around when you were on the program.
Yeah.
Seeing how she's been someone who's worked her way up through the Canadian system, and now she's brought home a gold medal. I mean,
just to see her work with John, I think was incredible. She's so uplifting, so positive. She brings such a spunk and such a fire to all of us. And I've always had so much respect for her, even if she wasn't with our team that much. She always was there learning every step of the way. Like, you see her wanting to better this program in every way possible. And then getting her opportunity to coach this team, I couldn't be happier for her. And then just, this is icing on the cake for her, just getting this gold, like your first stint out with this team and woo, you know, like, it's amazing, a gold medal. So I'm very, very proud of her.
No, of course, he should be. And I guess the mentality will now switch to, if Tana can now win the gold medal, I think you're going to see this team in 2023, hopefully go down and win a World Cup now. That'd be the next big thing, because this team has proven again, they have the ability to hang with the elite teams, with the Swedes, with the Hollands, with the Americans, and they can beat them now. Now, there's no way to think why this team shouldn't be a favorite now for the World Cup.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what's so beautiful about this game. It can be any team at any moment. I mean, the game is growing rapidly, as you can see from this tournament, but also just in general, you see just so many talented players coming through the ranks, and you see a lot of more countries getting the funding that they need to really succeed. A lot of countries making tournaments for their first time. The game is growing, and it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I think going into using this momentum, going into preparing for a World Cup, I think the players are going to be at an all-time high, and having the presence and the, you know, having them play overseas, like you have Ashley and Khadija and PSG and Jordan. And then you have a lot of girls playing in the English league. And then there's so many players that I could name, but that are all playing overseas, playing with such strong players and just immersing themselves into that environment and culture to learn and to grow. I mean, you've seen that already this past Olympics, how much they've grown as players. Like Ashley Lawrence, I mean, she's always been phenomenally talented, but wow, did she emerge as one of the stars on this team, this tournament? And I love Ash, and you know, I'm just really excited to see how everybody does in the World Cup. So, and just when they go back to their teams, how they do as well.
No, I couldn't agree more. You mentioned how other nations are stepping up their funding, leagues are being developed now. What it means, say, to have more girls get involved in the sport now, because we can hopefully develop next generation who will be a part of this team in 5, 10, 15 years. Development should never stop, because getting next generation going and being involved in this game, looking up at the Ashley Lawrences, the Keisha Buchanan, is vital to make sure this national program is strong for a very long time.
Yeah, I think it's just providing more opportunities. I don't think I ever would have got noticed if I wouldn't have got the opportunity and I put myself out there. And then, you know, we had more people, John really like surveying the land, looking for new talent. And I think that's what's so great about these coaches, you know, stepping into these positions is they're looking. So I always tell the youth, I'm like, you never know who's watching you, because the opportunity could strike at any moment. And when it's your time, you shine, you know? And I think that's really, really important for the youth that are listening to this, just in general, that want to go and play that. I don't know. I mean, I'm an agent now too, so I'm always looking and scouting for new talents, and I'm mentoring a lot of youth and stuff like that to really help them. Cause I think females, nobody, like when I was going through the process, I didn't have anybody to mentor me, to kind of help me through this. So now having our older generation of players, a lot of them are kind of in that place where they're helping the next generation and just kind of like showing them that there is opportunities. And, so, I mean, I know they're doing a lot of work behind the scenes that maybe we don't even know about, but just, you know, trying to grow the grassroots and just get more people seen. So I'm just telling the little kids that are watching out there that if you want it bad enough, it's going to happen for you. And just remember, someone's always keeping an eye out, and you could be the next one on the Canadian national team.
That's great advice. That's wonderful advice. Lauren, before I let you go, I do want to talk to you. I know you're from Wisconsin, and I'm a diehard Packers fan.
You so are.
I am massive Packers fan. I am huge. So I got to talk to you. So just, what were your thoughts on the whole Aaron Rodgers situation and what you felt him now back in training camp with Green Bay? Because I'm glad he's back. I'm hoping he's back after all that.
Look, I completely understand where that man was coming from in a lot of the press conferences and the things that he shared, and, you know, his just the thought process behind a lot of things. And I know why he did what he did, and he's not wrong. He's not wrong. And I mean, he's a leader on that team, and I don't think the Green Bay Packers would be the same without him this year. So there was never a doubt in my mind that man wasn't going to come back. And I'm so glad he did. I'm glad he brought back Randall Cobb. Just need Jordy, and you know, it's complete. But I think this year is going to be our year. You know, so I'm excited. I know, you know, it seems like he's enjoying, you know, training camp. It seems like the team has a new, you know, fire under their butts, and I think that they're ready to go. So, I think the inner workings behind the scenes that we don't see, I think that's being squashed and taken care of. And I think the conversations are being had that needed to be had. And the respect levels are there. So, I don't know. I'm die hard. Like, I mean, you have to be if you live in Green Bay. I don't live there right now, but when I'm home, like, that's all we have is the Green Bay Packers, right? We have cheese, beer, and Packers. And so without that, it would have been a very, like, very sad city for me to go see if Aaron didn't return. I know, like, my mom, she works for the Packers. My parents, we have, like, a Packer basement. Everyone owns a part of it there. So I think we would have all mourned that loss, but we're glad he's back. Cobb's back. I mean, phenomenal athlete. So it's going to get ready to party, because it's going to be a fun ride this year. I can tell you that.
It should be. Hey, you know, to my friend, all my friends always tell me Green Bay is going to choke now this year. Hey, they're in the division. They're in the division with the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings. Three teams who could never get it done. So it's always the Packers' year at winning when those teams are.
Look, we can't say that. We shouldn't say that, because you know, you never know what could happen. That's what's the nature of sport. But I will, and I don't want to put that energy out there, but I will say, like, let's go, Pack Attack. And you know what? Those people that be talking smack like that, they're just scared. They're just scared. They just want to, you know, instill some fright into you. But you know, they know that the Pack is for real. We're the real deal. And, you know, after coming so close last year, previous years, like, you know, they're ready. Aaron's coming back for some blood, and it's going to be a fun show. That's all I can say.
I agree. And Lauren, it's been a blast talking to you. I enjoyed having you on the podcast. Hey, when I'm in California again, we have to watch a Packers game somewhere.
There's some really dope Packer bars here. Like,
really?
There's a lot of Packer fans out here. I had no idea. And I just uncovered them, you know, this past year. So, yeah, let me know and let's go. Cause go Pack, go.
I love that. Awesome. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you. Bye.